What do you have?
I don't know. The Victory Boy.
You what?
He's gonna get on the Victory. He is very well.
Victory.
Robin and Jeff's boy's been in a lot of trouble.
It's Steve.
Is he the one that played basketball a few years ago?
Isaiah Clark, if you like, you can place your flag.
Followed by a short prayer. You don't have to stand up if you don't.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, thank you for this day and the season. We ask that you bless us and guide us in all the things that we think, say, and do on behalf of the city and the citizens of Winchester, Indiana. All this we ask in your name. Amen. Call this meeting of Winchester Board of Trustees.
Mayor Steve Crowe.
Present.
Mr. Richard Goff.
Present.
Counselor Todd Tripp.
Present.
Sparky, you got anything for us?
One question about the record, the old building down just behind the pub.
We discussed that a little bit last night, where Meeks is looking into that to find out when we get total custody of that. Bill and Wong are here because they expressed, we went and met with them last week, and they had some concern over some other events down that neighborhood. And was trying to look at long-term remedy. They weren't really, didn't express anything about short-term, but they had an issue when we had the heavy rains with some sewer concerns, and was wanting to know what kind of action steps the city could take looking at the main trunk that goes down Beeson Drive and comes down Meridian Street to remediate these as a problem. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this because you were on vacation, but I know that several years ago we went through there and televised it, cleaned it, and blew out some lime buildups.
Televised it, we cleaned it, we actually shot elevations in that whole area, starting from clear back at the golf course all the way to Washington Street, the way that runs. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but I do know there was, like, similar to the Willard area, there was some
dips
which created capacity bottlenecks. You know, that's when we went through, that was about the time we went through and we lined all those manholes to help reduce the infiltration in that area. And it seems, I don't want to say for sure until I pull the information and re-look at it, but it seems like one of the big issues with the elevation that the golf course was put in and the way it came, that golf course area
got there too fast.
Just came up, just because the slope was off, came flying and hit that with a little less slope, and then it created that. Bottleneck. If I remember it, I got to pull that and look at it for sure. But I know there was an issue with the slopes down there coming off the golf course and what was heading out.
I'm trying to remember how long ago it was that we went through there and did the television on that line. It seems like it was.
We TV'd that, and I'm trying to think when we lined those manholes, that would have been. That's right. That was our first big lining project. Mm-hmm.
Probably 2005, 2006, something like that.
You think it would be a good idea to go in there and take a look at that sewer line again, make sure that there's nothing broke down, nothing yet?
We can't. I mean, that's not a problem, because I've not, on down the line, we've not had any calls of it, of any issue.
From us going down or Meridian down or?
The only issues I've heard of is this one, and then I think,
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. Schaefer was the sewer guy. So basically anything north of there, I've not received the first call, and that even includes during the season we've had.
What I'd like to do is go through there and revisit that line and check it out and look for any obstructions. I'd like to, before we go through there, especially if we have to go through and jet back before we televise.
We'll have to.
Notify every property owner so that they can open their vents so that we don't blow up any toilets like we have in the past. And, then we'll go and take a good look at it, and then we'll work on some conclusions and come back and let you know what we found. That's okay.
I mean, what is it?
Does he know what happened here a week or two ago?
Really haven't got into detail with him. But like I say, he was on vacation a little when I brought the kid down. I can't leave you a heads up on a conversation.
Yesterday was my first day back.
They've got a bike shop there in the back, and then they had some backup in their bike shop.
It backed up in there again the way it did a couple, 3 years ago. Of course, when we're at the dead end of the street, everything comes our way. It doesn't have nowhere else to go. It's got to go our way.
This is not on East End. It's back down to
Kim.
Right.
Way down the East End.
And see, it's been a while since I've been down there, obviously. If I remember right, where Kim Street comes in, that line comes up higher in that manhole and is not down at the bottom, if I remember.
I can't even answer that for sure.
Because I'll have to pop that and go look, because if that's the case, then that narrows our possible problem to that section.
Unless that manhole fills up.
Well, then you're going to have basement filling up everywhere, because that thing's going to have to fill up 3.5-4 feet deep to get up, to push back that line and push all the way back to that.
What about some kind of backflow valve to stop that from ever coming back into us again? I don't know if it'd be feasible, anywhere to put it, I wouldn't know.
Because you're directly, I need to go down and look at it. I mean, I can say, yeah. I mean, it's, that's there, I'm here, and
right.
You're out. I mean, you know, I mean, I just have to look and make a decision. But what I guess I'm getting at is, if I remember right, that manhole's up. The line coming in from Kim Street sets up. So what's going on down there most likely is not.
So maybe while we do this investigation, when you look at that, where we also hang questionnaires on the doors on Beeson and ask if anybody had any issues with
that. I can microwave a quick phone call.
Yeah.
A few people down there and know that.
Yeah, find out if that's the case. And then we'll take a look at that. And we'll try to find, get to the bottom.
I'll run down there this morning.
Yeah.
Just to try to wrap my head around, you know.
I'm going home after this, so okay. I'll be down to shop.
Yeah.
Do what?
You got to take a nap.
No, I don't.
So I went down there.
But what happened was, when it all backed up in, and you get to the end of that street,
right?
That water's got to, or that sewage has got to
go somewhere.
Come to the end.
Did Lori or anything have any trouble?
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Lori didn't have any trouble? Or?
No, but the neighbor, or lady in front of us did, Shelly, it come up in her shower. She had raw sewage up in her shower. That's not a good thing if you're taking a shower. But it blowed the cap off of our sewage. We got two things there in our shop.
Clean up.
It blowed the cap off them.
Because for it to push, the Beeson sets here. You set up King.
Beeson on that line?
Well, they all tie to Beeson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Beeson Street.
So Beeson sets here. You're setting up here. I mean, we're like this, right?
I don't know how late.
I think we're up a little bit, and if it's coming back and blowing out, if it's caused down here at Beeson, it's going to blow out that manhole before it, you see, it's going to come up out of that manhole just because it's got to go back up and around. So I really think if there's an issue, it's in that Kim Street stretch. Just because hydraulics, it's going to blow out here on the ground and relieve itself before it's going to push us all the way back and then just start blowing up in showers, because you're sitting up here and that's down here. So if Beeson is backing up, it'll relieve itself here at this point first. Or any basement down through there, like where Robbie Slick owns. I think where his daughter lives. Now, we've had trouble with that main down in that area before. They have a tub and a, or a shower and a toilet down at that ground level, and it's
gets up in there.
It gets up into there, so it's gonna come up there before it wraps its way all the way back to you. Just by the way, the hydraulics and, you know, gravity.
Remember the last time that manhole cover right out there at the end, my place filled up.
Right.
Get clear full. That's the only time in 35 years I've ever seen that manhole cover.
Well, I knew we had that issue
couple, 3 years ago.
Well, we dug up down there and found where that hodgepodge.
Yeah, that's where they, it broke down there. Yeah.
And is that a similar problem that maybe has happened there? That's what I'm wondering, but I could be all wrong until I just go down and.
Yeah.
Chris, we're going to take a look at it, and we'll come back and we'll put together an action plan and try to determine the cause and address it.
Did it just happen after the heavy rains?
You're correct.
Okay.
Was I in Canada? Was I in? No, I was in Canada
fishing.
I was up in. Yes, happened during the heavy rains. I was.
Okay.
I think I might have been away in Canada on business.
But as things have been down, things have been fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's why you're just trying to put that together.
But if we could put some kind of stop to, you know, I know the backflow valve isn't a good deal. I don't know how else to ever stop it.
Well, the thing is, if the line broke down, we can do everything we want. We just need to fix the line in the street. That's what we need to find out.
Yeah.
We'll get into that then.
Okay.
I'll get to work on that
for the plan, but I didn't ask you to invest, but I don't even think I saw you yesterday. Yeah. So.
You probably got to be here.
Well, they avoid me as much as possible.
Yeah,
go figure.
I understand that. Should we go ahead and pay for the yielding of that, or will the city take care of that, or what? We got a bill from Aldred where we had to have that eeled out. There was 2 days down in there. We took care of the inside of the bike shop. We cleaned it all out, and we had to repaint everything. Anyway, if we've done that, don't I worry about that.
Well, here's my, let us determine the cause first, you know, and if it's on our back, we'll take care of that without a doubt, but we'll go in there and we'll spend some time and determine what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, because when it backed up in the shop, those tampon, you saw those, and nobody on our end of Kim uses them. For old ladies. So it had to come from
somewhere.
Yeah. I just got it.
Yeah.
I'll go down and I'll try to wrap my head.
I'll probably be back shop.
Okay.
Some of us got to work for a living, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Some of us do.
Well, you know, that wanted to take a little time off, you know, so she
didn't
have to work
so
hard. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, he's set long enough. He can't sit.
Yeah, I would insult you.
He can't sit very long.
I'm staying out of it.
I'll be down after a bit.
Okay.
I'm the peacekeeper. I'm the big side.
What are you putting that on that bike down there on Pearl Street?
Different VIN number.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We did check.
I didn't think of that.
Thank you. Chief, do you have any report?
No, I just have written reports.
You know, Bill approached me about, asked me about if we were going to do the auction.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I didn't think we were.
Oh.
I didn't think he was going to do it. you have indicated to me that you didn't have enough stuff to do an auction, or that it wouldn't be cost effective to do an auction of product?
Well, I contacted all the other department heads and to see if, and to see if they had anything to contribute, and Frank's got a tractor that he wants to contribute, and then Kathy has that 88
silver one with it.
Well, we are in the process of putting things together. Well, they did say that, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of stuff, but if we were to like combine our stuff with maybe another estate auction, we could have our own lot, and then they could do it that way too.
The reason why I ask is when I was down there meeting with Bill and Wanda looking at that, he said that he would buy the bikes, and he threw a number out there, and I don't know what we have, so.
Yeah, well, I was also checking with the clerk's office about the abandoned property, and, you know, to be properly disposed of, it has to, it becomes our property, and we do have to do an auction. There is another way of taking care of it, but, you know, I'm not, I don't want to give the county the money.
Okay.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Can you appraise us, though?
Yes, we met with Charter on Friday, last Friday. So, they're putting some numbers together and plan and action, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Christopher.
I got a whole lot. Spoke to Aaron this morning. Plan to be in Union Street, start on Union Street Monday, barring Mother Nature deciding to do something crazy.
I'm getting the sanitary sewer.
Getting the sanitary sewer across Union Street before the paving. You know, when these other things go well, there's a possibility of continuing on and just getting it in. Just depends on what, how things are going.
I see Myers got that blocked off for the sidewalk work.
I saw that last night when I left the school. We're going to, once chlorine season is over, it's becoming evident we're going to have to look at redoing our non-potable pumping system, because I think we talked after in the meeting the other day, you know, about those shafts snapping on our pumps. They're really thinking those pumps were sized 30 years ago when they ran more, pushed more, things were different. And we use such a minimal volume now that, you know, that's what's causing those pump problems, because we're using such a minimal volume, and those pumps are putting out 70 to 75 gallons a minute, and we're needing about 15 is about what we're using. So that stuff is, and they're thinking that is what is causing those. For some reason, that's what's causing those shafts to break on those pumps. But we're going to dive deeper into it when we can shut the system down. I can't shut it down during chlorine right now, so. You know, but that's what they're getting, you know. Last conversation I had with Jim about that, they took the pump to the factory, and everybody's just still kind of scratching. It doesn't make sense. That's just what they're determined that it's got to be, because we're just running that against basically a dead head for the most part. So, we'll get into that, but I just kind of want to let you know that's something that's going to be, it'll just basically be resizing pumps is what it'll boil down to. Getting probably smaller pumps. So, I just kind of want to make you aware that that's probably going to have to end up happening sometime this winter, just to be done. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot.
You survived the wet weather.
Yeah. I would say the wet.
Yep.
Is this too early for us to go to where and paint that, or you still have some curb work or anything like that that's going to take place on Union?
Well, we're actually going to be doing some sidewalk work on the pool side. If you look down there, a part of it's broke down.
Yeah.
It's leaning the wrong way. It doesn't meet ADA compliance. So we're going to be replacing that sidewalk around along the pool. And before they come in and pay, the other side will be okay to mark that.
Okay.
You know, they're going to grind and pave. So I don't know if it would be less than the utility to do down there and paint it. And I don't know what the paving process and the grinding process would do.
It will just waste it.
To your effort on that end of it. Nothing else? Any other questions for Chris? Okay, we do have, looks like we do have two sewage affidavits. One is for Brian Turner, who lives at 668 Ludy Road. And he has a building down there that contains an apartment. And he has an intent to remove or destroy the building or structure within 6 months. That one's already down.
It's all secure.
Yeah. Okay. So he's requesting remediation from the sewage bills.
So move.
Second. Moved and seconded, we accept the sewage affidavit of Brian Turner, 668 Ludy Road. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 3-0. Then we have one here from Sky Goodnight at 459 Carl Street. And it appears that she is converting an apartment, a house back into a single dwelling. Is that the way I read that?
I told you to turn it back.
Is she tearing it down?
I didn't even, I saw it on the back of the door this morning.
Yeah,
so
yes,
Chris would have to enlighten us on that.
She was tearing it down.
She's tearing it down. Okay.
Well, she's got 6 months to tear it down, come back up. Okay. So there you get billed, right?
459 Carl Street. Where's that at?
Is that the yellow house?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the yellow house on the island?
I'll be honest with you, when Angela told me to tear it down, I was like, there's no sense running down and looking. They got 6 months, tear it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's requested relief from sewage and obviously 6 months.
Well, that's a wrong affidavit.
Yeah.
She needs to refill up, she's tearing, doing what I said.
Yeah. We can change that.
No. So, this would
be in this, tearing down.
Yeah. So Then move the second, and we approve the sewage affidavit for Scott Goodnight at 459 Carl Street. Is there any discussion on the motion? On favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 3-0. Do you have any other sewage affidavits?
No.
Do you have any sidewalk requests?
No.
How does your family ever come forward with a request for tree assistance?
They, no.
Are they going to?
No. They're not up here on tree, huh? Yes, I look
at. Okay. They'll cut the roots out from underneath the sidewalk?
I don't know what they're going to do yet.
Okay. Do you have any sanitation requests?
No.
And under old business on the Jeff Park property, we'll get a hold of Jeff and let him know that he'll need to get that section of phrase that he's surveyed, so he can come back and make a request before the Board of Works. At that time, once it's surveyed, we'll have to have it appraised. I believe the statute allows that, the special exemption allows the neighbor.
They still have to get an appraisal if it hasn't been assessed.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's been assessed, so you'll have to do something like that.
So.
Can't appraise it until you have to get a survey. Mm-hmm.
I'll let him know that he needs to get that property surveyed so that we can then come in and make the formal request before the board, and we'll move forward with the process of letting him have an opportunity to gain control of that property. Any questions on that? I know that's clear as mud. So. Bend Street, do we have anything back on Bend Street? What's our status on that?
September.
Of course, with the weather drying out now, I know we've got a lot of projects pending. We've got the Orange Street project, we've got the Woodcrest project. We're just waiting for coolies to be able to get in there and move on them, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I was just waiting to catch up. And as you found, everybody's behind. I saw where, on Monday, they had tried to go from Vancouver to get bitter.
Yeah.
So, you're going to pay a hefty premium.
Do you have anything to give us an update on the generator system out there? I know you met with Indy engineers and...
We've met with them. I'm waiting to hear back. We drive them right in. Electrical engineer looked at, basically went through the plant, looked at it. He was going to back evaluate that and supposed to be getting back to me with questions from that evaluation to move forward, and I'm not. You know, but I look for this week or next week. He said the end of July, so.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about anything else on their old business? You have the minutes of the previous session. One of them probably was more like seconds rather than minutes, if I wasn't here, right?
It was minutes.
It was minutes.
That's right, it was minutes.
I make a question, we approve the minutes.
Second.
Move the second that we approve the minutes. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. I can vote for that even though I wasn't here. So, do you have anything, Becky?
No.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Kobe?
The license branch, is it down by me now or is it still out there?
Down there by you. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Hey, hold on, let me get off.
Hey! Get recorded!